Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Samantha Abel, I call her Sam, is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, and we know she's good people because she's a redhead. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. All right. We had kind of two big stories from last night. The one may not seem like the biggest, but it is the one that everybody gets the most excited about. Y'all are going to rename Wayside Park. Right?
Approved the name last night, and so that will come back on the next agenda for a resolution to make that more formal, and you know, we'll do it up right with some nice concepts of what the signage and such are going to look like, but yeah, they made a decision last night.
And the five names that were the finalists from the entry, do you know ballpark how many entries you got?
Over 130.
Oh, I am so looking forward to that list. I am so looking forward to seeing that list.
Yeah, they were really good, Andrew.
The top five were the Gateway Landing, Fisherman's Hideout, Hideout Harbor, Pelican Point, and Mariner's Landing. And what did the board decide?
Right. So our Tourist Development Advisory Committee, or who we call our TDAC, this was their brainchild because, you know, as it relates to marketing and promoting the park as we're reimagining it, and the new park is 2 acres larger than the one that closed in 2017 when FDOT started using it. The TDAC said, you know, what we're hearing from walkers and people who plan to walk the bridge is, well, we'll meet at Wayside. And of course, Wayside Park is on both ends. And then, as you know, as our council have said many times, there's about 8 or 9 different Wayside Parks. I mean, in our area, it's just a placeholder name. So TDAC had the idea. The council agreed to let them serve in this advisory role. So they put together a scoring matrix, Andrew, and they looked for a name that really advertised that sense of place, that really spoke to, you know, the culture of the area, almost a promise in the name of what the visitor can experience. And so the chairman of our TDAC is, of course, someone who you have on your show and does a great job as a guest host sometimes. It's Grace, who is our CEO of our Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. And so she talked to the council last night and said their final pick is Mariner's Landing. And we like Mariner's Landing, you know, for a few reasons. One is because it does speak to, obviously, the importance of Wayside Park as being that deep water boat ramp that's, you know, just been there for so many generations. And also that we have the new beautiful piece of public art from artist Randy New called The Mariner.
Oh, okay.
And we're putting in, a gorgeous promenade there that, you know, is just really going to be very cool and eclectic. And that will be one of the features is that public art, The Mariner. So,
all right.
So that is the name, and we'll start working on the concept with the, you know, the signage. We'll be blending in a lot to all of our park system. So it's just going to have a very laid back, you know, kind of style to it. We really try to lean into like the 1970s, like, you know, national park system kind of feel.
Yeah.
Andrew, as you know, if we hit the mark, we feel like, you know, our visitors are like, oh, this has always been here. You know,
it was never anything really, other than this. Okay.
It's never been anything other than that. So, you know, obviously as we're working on things like this, we're also going to be putting in more of those porch, what we call our front porch swings that are at Shoreline Park South. We'll be adding those, lots more, of course, trees, ornamentals, all those kind of things going in. So it's going to be a very relaxing, resting place. Yeah.
Also, very good. You guys also had a conversation about the wastewater treatment plant that you guys are in the process of rehabilitating, improving, constructing on the Tiger Point West, the old Tiger Point West course. We'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just one delay to let you know about if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 7 to 9 minute delay through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. I'm going to throw some numbers out there because I actually talked with you about this before we came on the air because I wanted to be sure I understood it. You are upgrading the old decades-old wastewater treatment plant. It's about 25% complete right now. You're expecting it to be complete in the summer of 2027. You've got $32 million already that you're encumbered with. It's going to be about a $64 million project. And the upgrade is from a current 2 million gallons per day to about 3.5 million gallons per day. And the question is, how do you fund that remaining, you know, $32 million? And what the board considered was whether to do a flat fee per house or whether to do something that was going to be a graduated or a mixed hybrid of the both. And it's not final yet, but what was the proposal last night that we'll have a second meeting coming up next in a couple of weeks?
Right, Andrew. So last night, again, the council talked about the recommendation of our Gulf Breeze Regional Water Board. And Andrew, that is something I think that doesn't get enough attention. There's no statutory requirement that a city that provides utilities outside its jurisdiction have an advisory board. But that is something that the city of Gulf Breeze has done since the 90s. And here's something, you know, even cooler. In the 8 years that I've been with the city, and I'm sure it stretches back even further, that advisory board is comprised of both county and city residents, and it's a majority of county residents.
Okay.
And so they do a great job of rolling up their sleeves. We have consolidated those two utilities that used to keep just, you know, different sets of books inside and outside the city. In 2022, it was consolidated to let's look regionally. We're all going to pay the same inside and outside the city, and we're going to just look at this as regional, you know, as regional problems, right? And so that's what Reclaim offers as well. It's not just about treating wastewater. It's treating it to almost a drinking water standard and then turning around and providing that as a resource for irrigation. That's
right.
That purple pipe we love so much. So last night we had a mix of county and city residents. We talked about the, you know, just the contrast of the needs inside the city where we have 14 miles of old concrete pipe that really, you know, nationally came out of most communities in the 80s. That stuff started getting yanked out. We've got 14 miles of it. We've got 11 miles of old terracotta sewer pipe, you know, that stretches back again, you know, decades. And so we have 40% water loss as a result of that inside the city. Outside the city, of course, we have, you know, we're one of the fastest growing areas in the whole state of Florida. So it's all about the new growth and putting that infrastructure in. So we can pay for the, you know, we've got half of the funding of a $64 million plan. I think that's why it doesn't get talked about a lot, because we're not asking for a handout. You know, we have been very methodical. We've planned for many, many years, setting money aside.
I'll just say it this way. You've done it in a reasonable, adult, proactive manner that is a contrast with some. Anyway, go on.
Yes. We just, you know, you budget. And so that's what last night was about. It's presenting the public with, here's the issue. We want to make sure that new growth pays its way. We have one of that, you know, the highest impact fees that you can have, but make sure that the math. It has to be based on the cost of that capacity. And so over time, you know, it will. But for right now, we are in real time paying bills to the contractor. We're 25% complete with the project. We have a line of credit, and that line of credit will ultimately be a bridge loan. How do we want to pay for it? Do we want to pay for it out of reserves, which means we're going to defer these other projects? If that's what we do, we can pay for it out of reserves. But if we do, then that means we're going to be deferring these other things, because year over year, that's cutting into our cash flow, just the same as it would for your household. If you buy a new car, then that means you're going to have less for other things. And so,
where did they? I know it was a big meeting
right?
Last night. Where did they land?
So they landed on an ERC model. And so what that is it's they still really liked the idea of a fee that is a separate line item on your bill.
Mm-hmm.
They think, you know, having that bird on the wire, having it be very transparent, is to pay for this huge project. They like that idea. The ERC means that it would be a graduated fee based on the size of your meter. And so that, you know, again, goes to speak to consumption and who's using more. And so it's kind of a hybrid approach. The majority in the room felt good about it. The council felt good about it. And we're going to advertise, come back in 30 days and see if the council vote on it.
So if I'm part of the membership paying this fee, what am I looking at for the increase in my monthly bill, low end, high end, or low end, rough average?
It'll be about $14 if you are a household. Now, one of the things I talked about last night is graduating that over 3 years, Andrew.
Okay.
So that'll be a decision to make, whether it's going to be all at once, a $14 for, again, we're talking the average household, or if, you know, they might graduate that over, you know, 3 years. So, you know, $6 and maybe some change.
Okay. Yeah. Well, again, that's why we wanted to talk about this, because I know a lot of people care about those monthly bills, especially in the current environment. And that's something that they may be interested in showing up to the meeting and having their say or their input or knowing what's going on. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, as always, thank you for what you do. Thank you for explaining it to everybody what's happening. And thanks for always spending some time with us on the radio so that our listeners, especially those who live in Gulf Breeze, can understand what's going on. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. 821 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have any kind of work inside your home needs to be done, whether it's plumbing, so we've kind of been talking about a little bit, or whether it's air conditioning or heating, or whether it's electrical, Peden does all of that stuff, which kind of makes sense, right? Because these are all the sort of semi-complicated or sometimes very complicated, you know, mechanical or semi-mechanical things that go on inside your home. And if you're going to do one, you might as well do more than one. And they do kind of all of these things all along the Gulf Coast, more than 55 years. You know, everywhere from Panama City to Tallahassee to Pensacola, of course, and recently, in the last couple of years, expanding even to Baldwin County and to Mobile, Peden will take care of you. 100% professional, 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work that they do. Show up on time, do the work properly, use high-quality products. That's what you can count on them for. And you want to remember this month of April to get rid of the allergens, dust, pollen. Oh, my God, we're all dying from the pollen. Dust, pollen, and dander, even if you have pets in your home. In April, you can get $250 off an indoor air quality system. So if you'd like to breathe a little easier, stop coughing, and, you know, just have things be a little healthier inside your home, $250 off indoor air quality systems from Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Charita, You should go home.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're still here and the bus comes, we're all gonna get in trouble.
Shut up!
Got to at least get to the horns. I don't want to hear any of you telling me to shut up. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man. It's my third try watching Donnie Darko. I'm still in the middle of it, and I've never been a fan. I know it's a huge cult popular film. I'm trying. It's okay. I'm waiting for
try.
Yeah, I'm trying. All right. You shut up. This is John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No new accidents to report to you right now. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect a 7 to 9 minute delay through that construction zone. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Into the newsroom where David Wayne is eagerly awaiting in his best horse stance to fight me over the news. No? Not true?
What?
Okay.
Where does this come from?
Don't hit me with that reverse punch, sir. All right. What's going on in the newsroom, David?
All right. Here we go. President Trump is threatening to increase tariffs on China by another 50% if the country doesn't get rid of retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. He posted on Truth Social. He said today is the deadline for China to undo their 34% duties that were put in place to the reciprocal tariffs enacted by the White House here last week. Parody accounts on Elon Musk's X are now facing stricter rules. Effective as of Thursday, users will be required to use words like fake or parody as the first word in the account name. They're also required to use images that are different than those that they are representing. In a post on X, a spokesperson said the changes are meant to reduce confusion or impersonation.
You know, I will say this. I'm generally not a big fan of the imposed speech, but something to make it really clear on social media and or on websites. I mean, first word of the handle, first word of the web page. I don't know that I mind that, because how many times have we seen parody or satire articles get recirculated from people who don't know and recirculate them as news?
Absolutely.
You cannot fix for all the stupid people. You cannot. They will find a way to thwart your best efforts to make things intelligent. But that, I don't know, that seems like maybe a step in the right direction.
No, I think so. Well, and there's a lot of people that'll set up a fake account and then scam people who are just not that intelligent out of
sure.
their money, you know, send messages. And
sure.
Yeah, so Pete Best, the original drummer for the Beatles, is putting down his drumsticks. His younger brother, Rogue, confirmed he's retiring in a post on social media. Rogue said Best is retiring from appearances and performing due to personal circumstances. He's 83 years old now.
All right, very good. David, thanks so much for the update. 828 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a company, you have employees, you've got to deal with things like health insurance and dental insurance and vision and life and disability and human resources and payroll. And if at this point you're like, Andrew, I don't want to have to think about that. I already have to think about that. I don't like you mentioning to me again. Okay, you're actually the person who should be listening, because if that stuff overwhelms you or makes your eyes glaze over or frustrates you or any of those things, if you're not having an, oh, I've got it all covered, totally handled it, Andrew. Okay, if you're not saying that, this is why you need to hear it. Call Torgerson and Causey. Ask them to come take a look at what you're doing. No obligation. Okay? No obligation. And they'll look over what you're doing and say, we can make better plans for you. We can save you some money. We can save your employees some money. Or they'll be like, everything you're doing right now is perfect. You can call us if you need us. Whatever. I know we started using them here at News Radio and Cat Country about 4 years ago, and they've been fabulous. They gave us better plans and just options than we had before. And every year, I know they take great care of us, and they're fantastic at customer service, answering questions, including all the highly detailed questions that come from my engineer of a wife. And she is very, very smart. That's why I married her. And she asks good questions, and they give good answers. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. 830 here on News Radio 92.3. The Air Force has backtracked on banning personal pronouns from email signatures. So now you can send it from Z-Zim, Zazer, or whatever. or ye. I think we should just go old English. Just be a ye. You know, that should be my... What does it stand for? I'm just old. And my ancestors were English. So you may call me Ye Andrew McKay. Just not ye old.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Stocks start the morning higher after days of losses since President Trump announced new worldwide import tariffs higher for some countries with so-called reciprocal tariffs starting tomorrow. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Fox Business.
There are 50, 60, maybe almost 70 countries now who have approached us. So it's going to be a busy April, May, maybe into June.
China says it'll fight to the end as President Trump threatens even higher tariffs if their new tariffs on American products aren't lifted. The Supreme Court lifts a hold on deportations under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. Attorney General Pam Bondi on Fox.
These are enemies of our state, of our country, and they should be deported.
The court says migrants must be allowed to challenge accusations in court in Texas, where they're detained, not in D.C., where the lawsuit was filed. Some of those deported. Venezuelan migrants deny accusations. They're gang members. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 48 degrees and sunny right now in Pensacola. Florida's number one with American tourists. That from Governor Ron DeSantis. Yesterday, he said once again that Florida is the top vacation destination for Americans. He said the state secured an all-time record of 15.5% share of the domestic vacation market last year. That's an increase from 2023. The governor said it's the sixth time that Florida's broken its own tourism record since he took office. Seven men are accused of being part of an international child porn ring. Florida Attorney General James Udmire announced on Monday that eight men were charged. They included seven men from Lake, Volusia, Polk, Seminole, Brevard, Pinellas, and Osceola counties. Another suspect from New Jersey. The alleged ringleader is a man from Turkey who allegedly transferred massive amounts of child sexual abuse material to the other men. Udmire thanked the FDLE for uncovering that network. Santa Rosa County is now one step closer to tolling vehicles headed to Navarre Beach. The Board of County Commissioners hired an engineering firm to design a toll-by-plate system and perform a toll study.
Well, you know we got to have a toll if we don't get a bridge. And we got to put some of that money towards the new bridge. I know we got to put some towards the repair of the old one, because we just spent $8 million getting ready to spend another $3 of taxpayers' money. We got to do something. We got to get a new bridge, and it don't take a lot of money.
And that is Commissioner Ray Eddington. The tolls would be used to maintain the current bridge, and leftover money would go towards grant matching opportunities for a new one. The county selected Jacobs Engineering for the $365,000 project. A group of teenagers is accused of attacking an Easter bunny at a mall in Naples.
A bunny was attacked on the way to the break room at Coastline Center Mall in Naples, Florida. Two 13-year-old boys were arrested for battery. A 14-year-old boy was cited. A shopper who witnessed the incident was able to confirm what happened. Authorities say the person who was wearing the bunny costume was not seriously hurt. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. Well, there's something new headed to Pensacola Beach in the old Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar location. The Santa Rosa Island Authority approved a sublease to a new tenant, Bounce Beach Pensacola. The business will be managed by a hospitality company from New York. No word on when that could be opening. Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson and the Florida Forest Service are asking residents to prepare for a possibly busy wildfire season, which peaks from April to June with an above-normal wildfire potential predicted. Simpson says to create defensible space around your home, prepare an emergency kit, and follow local burning laws. Over 1,000 wildfires have burned more than 51,000 acres in Florida since January. Well, there's a new pilot program in Century at the correctional institution that's helping inmates get jobs when they get out of prison. Last week, the Florida Department of Corrections held an employment showcase at CCI to connect employers with the program. In this program, inmates build homes that then are put up for sale, and the inmates get certifications in HVAC, plumbing, carpentry. and build job skills for the future. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No new accidents to let you know about right now. Starting to get a little better on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Just seeing some minor delays associated with that through the construction zone. But other than that, we're looking good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Well, it is sunny right now, 50 degrees, starting to warm up a few degrees anyway. Our next news is at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Like is often the case, I'm going to ask what is, to most people, probably a very, very simple question to answer. What we discover in, you know, our anthropology class every day is that human beings do surprising things. And that's why we have the frivolous topic, because it's always fascinating. So, you go into your bathroom, you take care of whatever, and then you are washing your hands. You wash your hands, you use soap, all good. You rinse off your hands. This is in your home, okay? And now, after your hands have been, I don't know, shaken off or whatever, but they're still wet, you're going to dry them. How are you drying them, John?
Hand towel.
That's the question of the day. 437-1620. Hand towel, bath towel, something else that I am not anticipating. But John is using the hand towel.
Yes.
All right. Meg, 437-1620, 437-1620. Meg?
I have a towel for that. It would be the after washing hands towel.
The hand towel. And
yes.
You
is
also
it labeled
have
like above the...
Only in my own makers. Mind. Yeah. Only in my own mind.
Okay.
So do you have a separate bath towel for the bath drying, yes, and a hand towel for the hand drying, yes, and never the twain shall meet?
Well, occasionally. I mean, I'm not, you know.
Do you ever in desperation go for the bigger, fluffier, more friendly, comfortable bath towel?
Heck yeah. Sure.
Do you ever have a decorative hand towel in, say, the visitor's bathroom, as is often the case in houses?
Yes.
Do you expect people to dry their hands on the decorative hand towel?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, John says no. John says no.
I didn't think I was supposed to touch that one.
Have you ever been in a house where it seemed so nice that you felt like the clear message was, you bet not touch that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness,
I have.
Yes.
And in that situation, what do you do with your wet hands?
Well, you got your pants.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Well, you do it on the sides. It won't show much water.
There's always Kleenex and or tissue.
Oh, okay. All right. And the Kleenex clumps up, or the tissue is meant to water degrade, so that just doesn't work very well.
Do you ever use their bath
towel that's hanging somewhere else nearby?
I don't. You know, I just haven't thought this through.
See? That's why we do this segment. 437
16 20. Were you like
20,
alone
4,
in the bathroom?
3, 7, 16 20.
And decided you were...
I don't remember how I thought of this one particularly, except... I realize that I am probably not the 100% category. I don't even have hand towels in my bathroom. It's always the bath towel.
Hmm.
The bath towel, only
good
the bath
know.
Towel, ever the bath towel.
Yeah, I'm
period.
Not going to touch it.
Yeah. Because why would you need anything else? Why would you dirty up an additional thing that then my wife has to clean? Unnecessary, silly. And yes, I know the hand towel has a name for a reason. Don't care. Not interested. Just let me have the bath towel. We're fine. It's good enough for my, my arms and my legs. It's good enough for my hands.
I thought you were saying it was good enough for my dog. It's good enough for me.
And
you looked down at the floor. I thought you were going to say your dog.
And I have no problem if I'm, in fact, when we're at a hotel, I always feel dumb with like using up all these towels. It
Why?
Always feels so unnecessary to me.
Do it.
No, I get a bath towel. See, that's contributing to destroying the universe or at least the planet.
No, I love it.
All right, so here's where we're at.
I don't have to wash them.
Plus the whole issue of the decorative, you know, ones that people clearly did not buy for me to put my hands on, but even though it is the hand towel, so to speak, it's a do not touch me towel. 437-1620, 437-1620.
So here's the question.
Yeah, go on.
When you go to somebody's house, do you touch the decorative hand towel?
No.
Then what do?
Bath towel.
But there's no bath towel in there.
Oh, I'll find one.
Oh, okay.
Now that's kind of scary.
Yeah, because
what if it's obviously when you're looking through their medicine cabinet, you're gonna find it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You're that guy.
I'm not.
No. You're that guy.
437-1620. Somebody says the answer is yes. I'm very indiscriminate about my towel use, as you can tell. I just want what's available and easy, and you know, I just always feel like hand towels are stupid. They seem inadequate to me. You know, they've got one hand's drying them. And then, you know, they're wet for the next person. That's no good. Bath towels. Yeah.
I wish I had studied psychology because this is fascinating to me.
It is.
There's an insight here. I'm not quite sure where it's
going.
Figure
it out. Analyze me. Bring it on. I'm good. Thinking.
Oh, there's no. Never mind. Don't.
All right. Somebody here says, I use the hand towel. If there's no hand towel, I use the cat. 437-1620.
Oh, the dog. Yes.
Somebody says, bath towel, pants, or shirt. Or just air dry, anything and everything. Everything except a hand towel. Yeah, my people. That's right. Let's see, 437-1620. So you're drying your hands on a towel that somebody dried their butt on. Yeah?
Ew.
What?
Well, your hands are clean now, buddy.
Do I not trust that their butt was clean when
How
they dried it?
How do you know?
What? I mean, don't you have to have basic beliefs about human behavior? I'm assuming they're not filthy when they're using the towel. The towel is to remove the moisture, not the dirt. Am I wrong? That doesn't bother me.
I don't ask questions.
Doesn't bother me.
I don't want to think about it. I just don't want to think about it.
I don't know. Maybe I would have thought differently about this before I had kids, but I've had three boys. I mean, nothing grosses me
After
out.
After that
nothing
comment,
bothers me.
I'll never look at a You'll towel never. The same.
Yeah.
Is that a butt towel? Yes. Don't touch it. Don't touch my butt towel.
You know, I have enough to worry about in my life without having to worry about the butt towel.
I feel like that's going to be our comment of the day. Somebody's saying, I'll dry my hands on anything. I'm not except not that. hand towel in the main bathroom, paper towel from the decorative container in the guest bathroom, paper towel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. They're splurging.
You know, there's actually another question here, which isn't... So discouraged.
I just thought, oh no.
There's another level. How dare she? We'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Leave you hanging.
No new
like a
accidents
bad hand towel
to let you know about. Still experiencing a minor delay on I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 construction zone. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens using hand towels that are only for hands.
Okay, so this is actually a slight divergence, but it's in the vicinity. In my kitchen, I am the cook, there's always a hands and or drying towel. It's for clean things. It's for clean things that are wet, okay? So I use that all the time because you're always washing your hands or you're drying off a paper, whatever. My wife only uses the paper towel to dry her hands.
She and I are so simpatico. I love your wife. Wow. Everything you say about her, I'm like nodding
She's
my
the
head.
Best.
Yes.
And
yes.
You just can't believe she'd marry me. I know, that's true, but that's okay.
She and I will have a conversation.
I hoodwinked her good.
So you use kitchen towels to wipe your hands, but you won't use a hand towel. Do you see?
Well, the kitchen, I'm not going to hang a bath towel in the kitchen. There's no space for
it. No, I'm talking about a hand towel in the bathroom.
It's bigger than a hand towel.
The kitchen towel is to be used for dishes.
For drying dishes.
Correct.
Why not hands?
Because you don't want the stuff from your hands on the dish towel.
That I just cleaned with soap and water?
Maybe.
You have
maybe
weird beliefs
not.
About mm-hmm. what's on my clean hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know you.
We do.
Water is water. Water from the dish, water from the hand, all the same. All right, so let's see. Somebody says, this is the paper towel from the decorative container in the guest bathroom. Somebody says, disposable hand towels in the guest bathroom. Disposable.
I can't afford that mess.
You're throwing them out. Okay. You know, there's people in Uganda starving because they are with dirty hands because they don't have your. Nah, I don't have some analogy here. If the hand towel is there, it's to be used. Unless it looks expensive, then just use your shirt, which is not expensive.
See? It wasn't wrong.
Another question, could it be in a commercial bathroom to use the paper towels or the air dryer? Oh, that is a whole other bag of
water. Oh, that's a whole
air dryer, baby.
Oh, God. You know, don't shoot the hot bathroom floor air onto my hands. No, thank you. That's just making them dirtier than anything. All right. We'll figure this out a different day. I'm Andrew McKay.
For reliable and trustworthy auto service in Pensacola, look no further than Matrix Auto Service on Davis Highway. Their expert technicians are dedicated to providing top-notch service and repairs for all makes and models. From routine oil changes to complex repairs, they've got you covered. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction, with their number one goal to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, Pensacola. Call them today.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, get pumped up for some high-energy fun from classic rock cover band Class X at the Gulfside Pavilion. Class X features two powerful lead vocalists and a vast array of material from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. It's at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
It wasn't that long ago, maybe 3 months ago, that we had a fully funded wastewater treatment plant that y'all seven of you threw away without justification. None of the seven of you can tell us why you threw away a fully funded wastewater treatment plant, and here we are today. State's not gonna help you. County's not gonna help you. Because you look like fools.
Jimmy Messick, or not Jimmy Messick, sorry, Howard Steele. Jimmy Messick coming up in a minute. Howard Steele, who usually what he's saying is the same kinds of things that I'm saying. And, you know, I might be a slight bit nicer about it. Sometimes not. Anyway, yeah, this is all because of the wastewater treatment plant that they failed to do in Milton. They refused to do. They voted down what was already on the verge of being done. And now they can't get permission from the county to do a wastewater treatment plant because, in part, the county doesn't trust the new solution, and the county is moving ahead with their own wastewater treatment facilities because nobody can trust the city of Milton to do this properly because, well, leadership. Anyway, also, this may wind up really hurting Milton in the long run because they were counting on future revenue from that enterprise project. So this could be a major problem for Milton down the road if they, A, can't get the treatment plant built, B, if they can't get the revenue they were counting on from the treatment plant. So we'll see. Howard Steele says, because you're all silly. Anyway, and then it got to be, you know, sometimes Days of Our Milton makes people anxious and stressed out because the bickering kind of like puts you on edge. I'm sorry, but we're about to have one of those moments.
Your credibility is zero. They're not going to help you. Nobody wants to talk to you, and especially after the mayor's done what she's done with the Mr. Gates. It's absolutely ridiculous. And if I hear another person over here in the gallery, I'm going to tell you all right now, I'm not going to listen to this gallery behind me interrupt me and ridicule me while I'm standing up here redressing my grievances against my government. Do you understand me? And if you do, these people keep heckling me, I promise you, you will need an attorney because I will be filing a civil rights lawsuit.
So the snickering and the bickering and the cattiness, oh, it's 100% a seventh grade, gym? I don't know what it is.
I want to say it's fifth or sixth.
Yeah,
gym locker room.
Like that. I don't know. Heather Lindsay is going to try to apologize, I guess.
Mr. Steele, since you felt interrupted by people clearing their throats.
No, it was mayor.
Noise.
You know it was more than that. That's pathetic. You heard them. Your ears to them. You know what they were doing.
As soon as you started complaining about them, there was
there was more, much more than clearing of throats. It was heckling.
At first it was clearing throats, and then I heard chuckling.
You know, it's been going on far too many times. Just about every time I come up here and I have anything to say, especially if it has anything negative to do with you, your supporters like to heckle people, and I've had enough of it.
I've told them not to heckle anyone.
Well, telling them is one thing. You need to tell them to get out of the meeting.
Yeah, well, maybe they do need to excuse themselves.
Well, then maybe nothing. You need to tell them. You need to take charge, take leadership, and tell these people to leave. If you're so hell-bent on being what's fair and right, then tell these people to leave the gallery.
You've been able to be heard, sir.
No, I have not.
Well, what
without
else
being
would you
heard,
like to say?
I demand the right to be heard.
Like?
I demand
what
the right to be heard
content?
Without the gallery interrupting me.
What other content do you need to share tonight, sir?
My content is this. You've made a mockery of the city by your stupidity.
So, Jimmy Messick, who is kind of a pitchfork posse adjacent, you know, sometimes talks, sometimes doesn't, gets up and responds to Howard Steele.
Jimmy Messick, 6830 Pine Street. I've always heard that it's better to sit and keep your mouth shut and make people think that you're a fool than open your dang mouth and remove all doubt. And I think some people have done that.
Physician, heal thyself.
The previous council had already lost the funding for the wastewater treatment facility. They'd already lost the grant. You shaking your head no, but they already had lost that grant.
One grant, not $42 million, sir.
Well, you have $42 million in grants?
Yes, sir, we did.
Well, so that's Casey Powell, who is, I mean, Casey's very reserved. So that he's going to chirp back and fact check and, you know, fake news correct Jimmy Messick is kind of funny. But, yeah, they hadn't lost all the funding. The funding was there. They were ready to go. And then Pam Mitchell, again, one of the founding members of the Pitchfork Posse, who won in the politics of last fall and got her city council elected to kill the wastewater treatment plant that would have gone in her backyard on Cooper's Basin, and is now in line to maybe cost the city God knows what, if the county comes in and takes away wastewater treatment plant from them. Anyway, she says,
I hear the numbers. I chuckle. when I do. And I want Mr. Steele to know, and the council, I'm not going to heckle him. You're not going to see me laughing or making noises from the audience. I'm going to come up here and rebut everything he says with facts instead of it just being the vitriol that he lays on you every time. Thank you.
So, not a lot of news content out of this particular episode of Days of R. Milton, but just to let you know that if you thought the fifth grade psychodrama, cliquishness and bullying and cattiness, and did you hear what she said about they said and whatever, my best friend's sister's girlfriend knows this guy who saw this girl who passed out at 31 Flavors last night. Hey, Candy. Days of R. Milton is a series with no end in sight, and we will continue to bring you the glorious drama that is the Milton City Council meetings. And just FYI, there is a meeting tonight. You can feel free to attend and voice your opinion about whatever matters are on your mind. You are a citizen, and I will say, I've been saying this all day because I think sometimes I don't say this enough. The city of Milton itself is fantastic. It is a genuinely great people, great city. The staff in the city of Milton are fantastic. Everyone that I have ever worked with has been capable and competent and goes above and beyond. But you just have these elected leaders. And sometimes you have members of the public that come and participate, and sometimes for the good, sometimes not for the good. But I'll just say it this way. It's never not entertaining. As I have been repeatedly praising some people, your meetings are so boring. That's a form of praise. And if Milton ever decided to get boring, I mean, what would I do? I'd just go back to reporting other news. John Pickens has, Trav. And John, as a resident of Milton, confirm all of the above?
All of the above, my friend.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly. No delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. What else do we have going on?
I don't know.
Somebody texted me and said, oh, fourth episode today. We need more doom. Understand, I know. I just wanted to get I didn't want to come back to it tomorrow, and I wanted to make sure that you heard as much as you needed to hear. Did you catch John Stewart on Monday? Maybe it was last Monday. Anyway, this was in connection with, remember the election where Elon Musk went to Wisconsin and they were trying to persuade them to vote a certain way on the Supreme Court justices, and he had done the give the $1 million thing out and all of that. This was his comment about that.
Is there any other image of the shambolic state of our democracy, perhaps something that looks like what you might get if you fed the destruction of democracy into an AI meme generator? Oh, right, Elon Musk. Okay.
Wearing
the richest and most fertile man in the world went to Wisconsin where he came out in a cheese hat before giving $1 million checks to voters in an effort to influence the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. Hey, you know what that's about? You know what that's about, Elon? Their culture is not your costume, Musk. Do not appropriate their dairy chapeaux.
Elon Musk was wearing one of those big triangular cheese heads that you see at like Packers games or Wisconsin Badgers games or whatever. And their culture is not your costume. Oh, that, I mean, that's a great line. 437-1620. Oh, my goodness. So many things to talk about. The Pensacola State Colleges broke ground on their $16 million aviation mechanics facility, training facility. That's great news. That's going to be more producing workers who are going to work at ST Engineering and Aerospace. That's a great development. We've been waiting for a while to do that. The county, Santa Rosa County, has agreed to go into design for engineering for the toll plaza on the Navarre Beach Bridge. As Brad Baker told us last hour, he's ballpark guessing that that's going to wind up being about $2 in tolls. Of course, the new bridge is going to be anywhere from $150 to $300 million. That's not going to be entirely paid for by these tolls. There's going to be a toll on that bridge. The question is, how much will that toll be after the fact? So that's coming in Santa Rosa County, most likely. And, you know, the bridge that had once upon a time had a toll is now going to have a toll all over again. Oh, and there is major drama in Escambia County I haven't even reported on related to the discretionary funds issue. probably talk about that a little bit tomorrow. All right, coming up in just a moment, you're going to have Meg with Pep Talk, and Mike Wiggins, former mayor, is here for the Garden Line. This is News Radio Pensacola, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Pensacola. David Wayne will be up next with your local news right after Fox here at the top of the hour. Thanks so much for listening.
Money is being made on Wall.